Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
I hate to say like it's my favorite, but it really is kind of my favorite part of these visits is the history part of it. Because I get to meet people who you may not they do it in, I wouldn't say anonymity, but like in a small circle, and it's their passion, and then they get to export that to the world. And I'm really glad to have Peter Sorensen here, who is the president of the Anfield Historical Society and has written a couple of books on Anfield. First of all, good morning.
Morning.
I have a bunch of questions, but I'm going to have to start this week. And I know it's a story in the book.
Sure.
But in terms of attention-grabbing headlines and so on and so forth, one of the books on the history of Anfield is called Sexting Chickens. And that, to me, sounds like it's an arrestable kind of dynamic that we might have going. So I just start there. Like, can you give me a snippet of that story?
Sure. Well, actually, it's probably a bad font choice. It's actually Sexting Chickens. But
oh, that's right.
There you go. See?
Doesn't that look like sexting chickens? Did you not see that? It's yeah. Sexting chickens.
Yeah. But not a bad choice for a story.
Right.
You know, when you think of Anfield, you think of probably two stories right off the bat. Hazard Power Company out in Hazardville and carpet mill down in Thompsonville.
Yep.
But the smaller stories are really some of what define the town best. One, of course, is Sexting Chickens. It's about the Pilch Chicken Hatchery, which is out in Hazardville, Connecticut. And it was one of the largest. It was really the Tyson Foods of its time. By the time that the company closed down back in the mid-70s when it moved away, it was shipping about 2 billion chicks all over the world. And the reason it's called Sexting Chickens is because Chester Pilch, or Chet Pilch, in the beginning, learned how to sex chickens, or sex chicks. So in other words, when they're born, he can tell whether they were male or female. So if you're having broilers, you want males. If you want laying hens, you want females. And so if you're a farmer, you want to make sure that you're putting your money in the best area. You don't want a lot. You don't want 9 out of 10 chicks to be male if you're going to have laying hens.
Right.
So he made his money. He made about $2,500 a week or a day, I think, back in the 30s. So in no time at all, he became a millionaire. It's just one of a myriad of stories.
Why
for
does
this
a
town.
Company like that leave? It's too expensive to operate. Yeah, it's not a good enough distribution setup.
Not really. I mean, they had hatcheries all over the world. They had them in Japan, in Ireland, in England, in Canada, in Mexico. The issue probably was that they couldn't expand fast enough here. They had put in for their own landing airstrip, so they could send chicks all over the world from Hazardville itself, but that was denied. So I think they ran into a lot of roadblocks,
right.
Which
New
was
England.
Kind
That's
of unfortunate.
How we operate. Yeah. We're talking with Peter Sorensen, who's the president of the Anfield Historical Society. We never have enough time. I want to talk quickly about a couple things.
Sure.
Massachusetts. I mean, like this was part of Massachusetts, right? And then it became part of Connecticut. What's that story?
Well, thankfully, we are a part of Connecticut, not Massachusetts. Not to disparage our neighbors to the north.
You can if you'd like. It's fine.
But the interesting thing, actually, you know, since it's such a small little town, we find ourselves in between Springfield and Hartford. So we're well-placed for distributing whatever products that we produced here, whether it was tobacco or potatoes or any of those issues. But back in the day, you know, there was a part of the town which was when the line between Connecticut and Massachusetts was originally drawn, it was drawn incorrectly. So it was a lot of machinations back and forth.
But the people here, did they not care, or did they want to be part of one or the other?
I don't think it was really on a local level. I think it was more state level. Where those.
The other thing is, we're talking with Peter Sorensen here about the history of Enfield, is gunpowder. I was just reading, and that, like, it was a big producer of gunpowder in the Civil War, even to the point where the historic authenticity of the movie Glory has, you can see Enfield emblazoned on the boxes.
Yeah, there was even a Hawaii 5-0.
Yeah, I read the buttons.
So it's one of the town's products that has helped define it over the years, but there are so many others. I mean, this town had or at least Thompsonville had one of the largest outdoor boxing arenas.
Get out!
Yeah, and you had Sugar Ray Robinson,
who fought here.
Oh yeah, he fought here under the name Ray Roberts as a non-professional, because if he lost under his real name, that would go on his record. If he lost under Ray Roberts. No problem, no harm, no foul.
In fact, he did
lose. He lost his first bout to Charlie Bagdinsky up in Springfield, and then they tied on the second, and then the third time they met, he did beat him. So it was amazing. It was a 3,500-seat outdoor boxing arena. Yeah.
And when did that go away?
Around 55. It was from like about 33 to 55. It had a good 20-year stretch. And they also had wrestling here as well. So it was really amazing. It actually started in the middle of Thompsonville in the Polish National Home up on the second floor in Volvo Hall.
So I have two quick questions here.
Sure.
Before we let you go. Number one is, do you have another nugget like that people would not know about this town?
Well, sure. You had back in World War One, you had Thomas Ashe, who was a World War One fighter pilot. He was over in France, came back as a hero. He went out to Hollywood and became a stunt pilot. And then back in, it's tough to remember the year, but he went to Japan and he entered a contest, become the first pilot to cross the Pacific nonstop. This is after the Atlantic had been breached earlier. But across
did he do it?
He had difficulty taking off from the airstrip in Japan, so he did not do it. But it's the story itself, that not just that story, but the story that followed it is even more hilarious than that one.
What makes you so to commit so much of your life's work to this town and this history?
You can't help. Every time you turn around, there's another story here to be told. You stick a shovel in the ground and you come up with another story. It's inverse proportion. I mean, you've got a small town, but a huge number of incredible stories far outweighing the size of the town itself. So it's just it's like manna from heaven. Every time you turn around, another good one.
And it's amazing we got to go, but it developed kind of late. I mean, if you take 1633 for Windsor, 1679 is, you know, it's much later. And a couple of, you know, I'm from the North Shore of Boston, so you got a couple of schleps from Salem, Massachusetts come out of here and get things started. So I mean, thank you. Can I keep these?
Oh, yeah, those are yours.
Sure. I think the work that people like you do in these towns is golden. So I really, really appreciate you taking a few minutes to come down and talk to us.
Yeah, sure. Thanks so much. I mean, I just lucked into it. I moved here like 5 years ago, and it's been nonstop since then.
Awesome. Thank you, Peter. Appreciate it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. That it's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.